AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. An ultimatum from President Trump is looming after Iran rejected a 45-day ceasefire proposal. Saqib Meghani has details.
The president says Iran has until tomorrow night to reopen the Strait of Hormuz.
We're giving them till tomorrow, 8 o'clock Eastern Time.
And if there's no deal, 4 hours after the deadline.
They're going to have no bridges. They're going to have no power plants. Stone Ages, yeah.
Seeming to widen his threat from civilian targets to all of Iran. Asked if he's worried that would be a war crime.
No, not at all. No, I'm not. I hope I don't have to do it.
But says Iranians would actually welcome the strikes.
They would be willing to suffer that in order to have freedom.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Oil prices seesawed through the day today, settling about 0.8% higher. U.S. crude above $112 per barrel. Brent crude, the international standard, just under $110. Stocks opened the week with modest gains. The S&P and the Dow each up about 0.4%. The Nasdaq 5. Steve Bannon has won a Supreme Court order that's expected to lead to the dismissal of his criminal conviction for refusing to testify to Congress over the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. The dismissal would be largely symbolic as Bannon served a 4-month prison term after a jury convicted him in 2022. And in space, Artemis II is making a 6-hour flyby of the moon, taking in magnificent, never-before-seen views on the far side, while also setting a new distance record for humanity.
We do so in honoring the extraordinary efforts and feats of our predecessors in human space exploration.
Canadian astronaut Jeremy Hansen.
We most importantly choose this moment to challenge this generation and in the next to make sure this record is not long lived.
This is AP News. College basketball, the women's championship decided, the men now up. Gethin Coolball has a wrap-up and a preview.
UCLA routed South Carolina 79-51 to win its first NCAA championship in women's basketball. Gabriella Jaquez scored 21 points, and Lauren Betts had 14 and 11 rebounds.
The confidence that we came out with, we just knew we were going to win.
UConn can cement dynasty status by overcoming a Michigan powerhouse that is racking up historically impressive numbers, hoping itself to go down as one of the sport's greatest teams. Those are the stakes in Monday night's title game between the Huskies and Wolverines. UConn is trying to become the first program since John Wooden's UCLA Behemoth of the 1960s and 70s to win 3 championships over a 4-season span, while Michigan is trying to cap off a March Madness string of dominance.
Gethin Coolball.
I'm Gethin Coolball.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.